재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵! 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간. Headline Korean. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about our first headline. 오늘의 첫 번째 기사 제목은 이렇습니다. 다 먹은 과자 봉지. 접어버리지 마세요.
Don't fold your plastic bags into a 딱지 after you're done eating chips. Now, I know what you're wondering. What is a 딱지? It's, you know, when you fold your paper into like a pod. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's similar to milk caps and things like that. And if you fold it into these shapes, it's actually hard to recycle.
뭐 라면이나 과자를 먹고 남은 비닐을 딱지로 접어버리는 사람이 있는데요. 이렇게 접힌 비닐은 재활용되지 못한다고 합니다.
So some people might fold their leftover plastic bags after eating ramen or snacks into these 딱지s, these pods. But the folded plastic bags can't be recycled.
재활용품 선별장에서 비닐이 얇고 가벼워야 기계가 빨아들이는데 접힌 비닐은 너무 무거워지면 이 기계에 들어가지 않는다고 합니다.
So at these recycling sites, the machine sucks in the plastic only when they're light and thin. But when these plastic bags get heavy because you fold it, the machine actually won't take it in to recycle.
So 이 비닐을 제대로 버리려면 봉지 내부를 깨끗이 씻고 말려서 버려야 한다고 합니다.
So in order to properly throw away and recycle these plastic bags, you do have to do a couple steps. You want to wash the inside, clean it up, and then dry the inside of the bag, and then you want to throw it away so it could be recycled for other uses as well.
Taking a look at our next news, 국민 44%는 치매 용어에 거부감. 바꾼다면 인지저하증.
44% of the population are opposed to the term dementia. To change the terminology, people picked cognitive decline.
인지라고 하면 cognitive인데요.
저하, we know as decline, degradation as well. And so we're talking about the terminology, the 용어 of 치매, which we know as dementia.
So 우리 국민 10명 중 4명은 치매라는 용어에 거부감을 느끼는 것으로 나타났다고 합니다.
I didn't know this, but 4 out of 10 Koreans were found to have kind of a repulsion against the term dementia in Korean, which is 치매. So in 2014,
2014년의 조사보다 부정적인 인식 비율이 4.2% 더 상승했다고 하는데요. 거부감이 드는 이유의 60%는 질병에 대한 두려움 때문이라고 했습니다.
So it's said that the negative perception rate has increased by 4.2% compared to the rate in the 2014 survey result. Now around 60% of people said that they are repulsed by the term because they are afraid of the disease.
또 만약 같은 증상을 받고 부른다면 인지저하증이 가장 적절하다고 꼽았다고 합니다.
So when people were asked if the terminology of the same symptoms were to be changed, cognitive decline or cognitive degradation is considered the most appropriate. It's quite interesting news, kind of wanting to avoid the terrible disease of dementia, but also recognizing that it is a problem. Coming back to our show, it seems like we really don't have many answers coming in.
Our 1부 quiz, nonsense quiz. 별로 아시는 분이 별로 없는 것 같은데요. 집에서 절대 못 먹는 점심은 무엇일까요? 아, 힌트를 조금 더 드려야 될 것 같은데요. 점심을 학교에서 드시면 집에서 못 먹죠. 아, 이거는 99%를 드린 겁니다.
If you eat your lunches at school in the cafeteria, then you won't be able to eat it at home. home. So what do you call those school meals in Korean? Let us know. #1013으로 단문 50원, 장문 100원. 유료 문자 보내주시면 추첨을 통해서 커피 쿠폰 드리겠습니다. I'll leave you guys with a song. Here is B1A4, Oh My Girl, On and Off, 너와 나의 시대.